Mitzvah Shiur Sunday night, or the Yud Cheshvan, I believe, and was in Shmaitzah Zion, Perek Yudalit. We're still talking about that Tosfos, the Mishnah that talks about Partzuponim and Machotem, as opposed to recognizing Kol Gufo. Perek Yudalit. You have it? Perek Yudalit. V'libi Omer Li. So again, he's focused now on the second teretz of Tosfos that says, Rabbi Natan says, that the Mishnah's din of Ein Me'idin Elal Partzuponim V'Achotem, and you don't follow Simonim Begufo B'Kelov, so that's when you're only following Simonim. But if you have a Tfiyas Ayin on the Guf, so then the Heker of Tfiyas Ayin on the Guf does help. It's only Simonim. That's the interpretation of the second teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, of the second observation of Rabbeinu Tam. Very cute phrasing. Because it's very unclear. Very unclear. Because he writes very bekitzer. So that's why the Achreinim are not sure what he means. And what's the main problem with it is that it's mashma from Reino Tam that Parsuponim and Machotim helps through Simonim without Tviyasayim. Because he says Tviyasayim helps on the Guf, that means Parsuponim and Machotim helps Simonim without Tviyasayim. The problem is, why should that be so? We have a problem. Either the Gemara says either Simonim Lavdi Araisa, or it's talking about Simonim Klushim. So why should it help on the parts of Ponim and Machotem if you have either Simonim Klushim or Simonim Lavdi Araisa? That is the problem with Rabbeinu Tam. The Acher Ha'iyun Heite V'Dibri Rabbeinu Tam Kamo Shehuva V'Tshuvas Maimani Dibri Rabbeinu Tam Allah Kosav V'Chein Kosav Bal Halachas Gedolos. The Shmaitzah has like so apparently the context of this of Chen Kosovar Halachas Gedolos is that you have to be made within 3 days of death. So Rabbeinu Tam there says in a tshuva that that's not if this Tfiyas Ayin on the person. So people who recognize the person and say that's him, that could be even after 3 days of death. You know, you don't say death changed him that much. The Mishnah is talking about Simone, and he mentions Simone parts of V'Chotem, and that's what you can't do after 3 days. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'chein kosav al halachas gedolos." Now, where is this halachas gedolos? V'gam divrei halachas gedolos lahevi mekomo ihu. Not so clear where it is. V'achar hachipus lo'iyum divrei bahag nirei yogati umatzosi divrei bahag asher alem divrei Rabbeinu Tam nesmochin. But we should notice right away that it talks about that parsuponim imachotem is simonim. Is Simonim, which raises the question: why should it be good if it's Simonim? But we'll see. Binezel shown bahag nafal b'mayim shein lahem sof. So there's a problem. If you don't see him, you don't see the dead body. It's mayim shein lahem sof. So you machmir the rabbanan. That's a famous mayim shein lahem sof that you can't say for sure he died. We would let the Yorshim get the Nechasa because Al Pi Rov is dead. So So the lashon of the Ba'ag is simonei padachta v'chotma. So that means he's learning that when the Mishnah says ein me'idin ala al parsukona v'achaitim, it's talking about simonim. That's like clear in the Ba'ag that it's simonei parsufo padachta v'chotma. I, it's klushim. I, it's either simonim klushim or simonim but the chasav of Ba'ag simonei padachta v'chotma or simonim shalom. Muchach the Meforish the Mishnah Seinu Kulo Dei Meidin Ela Al Parzufonim V'Chotem V'Lav B'Tvi Yisayim Ma'iri Ela B'Simone Padachto V'Chotmo. Aye, the question is, so why is it better than Simone Gufo? If it's either Simonim Kalushim or it's Simonim Lav D'Oraisa, so why should you follow them? So he says Mishum the Kolshim Itzayir B'Simonim Kol Parzufo Padachto V'Chotmo, because that is such a, that's indeed the point. That's a very key point of the body, of the recognition of the body. And if you have simonim there, it's like a simon muvik. If you have simonim that this and that and the other thing, you have a simon. So although on other parts of the body it would be called simonim klushim, but these are very distinctive parts of the body. So there, it would be a simon muvik, and even if simonim derabbanon. Simonim derabbanon, everybody's moedah simon muvik is the araisa. So you have to say that parts of ponim and the chotem are like almost, they're automatically like a simon muvik. But since it's, I say, a very recognizable part of the person, so if you give a simon to that, that's called already a simon muvik, and that's why it works. He's explaining just the mechanics of how it could work if it only means simonim. Mishum the choshem etzayer b'simonim kol parzufo v'adakti v'chotmo sahavi k'moy simen muvuk kivin shorim b'kol simoni ha-parzuf yachad v'zehu ha-koros ponim onzu bohem ha-yidei simonim v'lo b'tvi yasayim. The pasuk the Gemara brings down of ein midin ela al parzuf ponim v'tachas is ha-koros ponim onzu bohem. So you have to say it's not talking about tvi yasayim, it's talking about simonim. So that's what my decoder. Okay, so we found the Baal Halachos Gedolos that Kemat said, that says pretty much beferish that Ein Meidin Ela Al Parsuponim V'Chaitim is talking about Simonim, not Tzvi Yisayim. Umay Dekosav, but the problem is the Baal Halachos threw in three other words. Ushor Simonim Shalom. He said Simonim in the Padachas and the Chaitim. Ushor Simonim Shalom. So that's mashman the rest of the guf, but the Mishnah says you're not made on simon aguf. So the Shmaitzer says it's really simon diaraisa. If the Ba'ag holds we paskin simonim is diaraisa, and the pshat in the Mishnah was simonim is only dirabonon, so hainu simon benoni. It's talking about even a simon benoni as long as it's not kolish. The simonim lav diaraisa hainu simon muvik mamish. So the Ba'ag will be talking about a simon muvik. That's all, and that's why it helps on the guf. Kua derech harishin rotz sonavshi meshalah betchila al das marchash. That's what the marchash writes really about Rabbeinu Tam. Vim ki osu hoyso v'sholcho. I didn't like it in the previous perek. L'daiti hu derech anochom. My dekashile le marchash the orach hagutz lav simon hu because it's a simon kolush. Nira dahinu b'shar haguf. Avul b'partzufo, avul yisimen muvuk mamish. V'zeo shekosu v'minu tam b'tshuva. When he writes, Hai ein me'idin after 3 days, lava odom yudua v'nikar l'me'idov, is not talking about, he means Tzvi Yisayin. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means. It's not talking about someone you recognize with Tzvi Yisayin. Tafilu ad mea yomim mahani, kivin she yodin she say, oh, if you're able to say with Tzvi Yisayin, that's the guy. Which would be, it doesn't matter, because it's more than Gimel. So Dalad and Mea is the same. Kivin she yodin she say, who? If they know it's him, so it doesn't matter. So that's talking about Tzvi Yisayin. Ella al kochach sheni yadua. Ella al yedei simoni partzufo. So when it says you can't say after 3 days, it's talking about no tzvi yisayin, but simoni partzufo. L'kach kosu b'ha'ak. So now Rabbeinu Tam said two things. One is Partzuponim Achaitim helps through Simonim, and another one is that when you have to be assigned, it helps after 3 days. Now he says the Chaykos of Bahad, the Tzinim of Divrei Bahad, Raya the Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. Nowhere in Bahad does it say that Rabbeinu Tam, only the Gabi the first Chiddush. Dulas Divrei Bahad is Karim. Vayinim of the Kos of Bahad, Simoni Partzuf of Bacholtno. So you see that only needs Simonim, you don't need to assign. Umashma the Meforis of Mishmasenu be Simonim. Shmok is really the Rabbeinu Tam. Dainu Dakum the Simoni Partzufo. So when he says V'chein Kosa Bahag, he's talking about Simone Partzufo. Kivin Domeinu Ala Simone Tzmuno V'tzir Chotmo Partzufo. V'zeo the Arminan the Nishtana Lachar Gimul Yom V'tzirosu Tzmunosu. So if you're talking about particular Simonim, like very localized recognition of Simonim, but you're not able to say, aha, that's the guy. You just have a Simon, he has a birthmark, he has this, he has that. So that could change after 3 days. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Svara. Once you establish that it's talking about Simonim, so then he says to the Mishnah that says you can't be made after 3 days, is also talking about Simonim. And not Tviyasayim. When he says the Chaykos of Bahag, though, the Shmaita was only able to find the Bahag that says that Parsifonim Vachaitim can be through Simonim. It doesn't have to be through Tviyasayim. So Bahag really says that also. So that's what he says by us in Tosfos. Void the Shemit after the Simonim who the Kamar Hachi about Parsifonim Achaitim, Avalade Tviyasayim Niker Hatev. Mishum the Davka Simonim Tzmuno who the Nishtane, again that means localized Simonim, Aval Tviyasayim Lo Nishtane. Bidivri Balaloch is Gedoyle Shekosov Ad Amri Simonim Parsuf of the Chotmo, Mishor Simonim Shalom, Mashmal Hedyad, the Parsuf of the Chotmo, Ad Adai Simonim, who? Zeu HaKoros Paneim, that's called HaKoros Paneim, that's why it fits with the Pasuk that the Gemara brings down. Ve'nasova Perusha Shel Ma'archash Shepirish Rabbeinu Shepirish Bidivri Rabbeinu Tam De'enu Sova B'loshem Ba'aloch Es Gedolos V'chivin Rabbeinu Tam Nishna Al Divri Bahag Emkein Divri Rabbeinu Tam Nami Chal Derech Omer, who the way we just explained Kitzu that Parshuponim V'chaitim help Simonim. And on the goof, Simonim doesn't help, but Tviyasayim does help, and that will help even after 3 days. Uvakutris agunos shelcheltos mechayka kevi b'shem haram from a real Mizrahi, shekosu b'shem bahag, that does have a bahag, the mahani Tviyasayim afilu lachashlosha, ayin shom. He says, I don't know where there's such a Bahag. When Rabbeinu Tam, Shekosuv B'tshuva, when Rabbeinu Tam writes, V'chein Kosuv, Baal Halachos Gedolos, D'koy Al Hachdino, D'mahani Tviyasayim, L'chashlosha Yomim. V'anachmu Lo Motzonu B'divri Bahag, Sheyasker said, that he should mention this day, the Tviyasayim, Mahani L'chashlosha, Elo D'Rabbeinu Tam, Shekosuv, L'kach Kosuv Bahag, Hainu Loma D'mairi B'simen, that the Parsifon of Achaitim helps Simonim, Moshe Metzino, but every bag that we do find in the bag, because of Adomar Simone Partuf of the Chotmo, it came a male and Uchalom with the Tviyasayin. The male you could say the Tviyasayin Mahani Afilachas Loshi Yomim, because the Mishnah is not talking about Tviyasayin on the Guf. So when the next Mishnah says only 3 days, so it's possible to say that even more than 3 days helps with this Tviyasayin. Because the Mishnah is not talking about Tviyasayin, it's talking about Adi Dei Simonim. Gam b'muarchash kosov zelushonu l'Rabbeinu Tam b'idin afilu lachen gimul yomim shetzi yosayin yicholun lahakiro v'kach kosov Rabbeinu Tam b'tshuva b'shem Rav Yehudoi gon or rivosh gam hevi gam ken b'tshuva b'shem riyad kanashonu v'hevin gam ken Rabbeinu Tam kosov b'shem bahag d'hach t'tzi yosayin mahani lachash lo sheyomim v'lefim mashakosavnu lav b'feirish yitmar b'divri bahag el l'machlola. Again, because the only thing the Bahag says is that Parsuponim Achaitim is Simonim. So that means the Mishnah that says, Eit Midin Elal Parsuponim Achaitim, is also talking about Simonim. And not Simonim, but Gufo, the Kalev. It's talking about simonim, so that the next Mishnah that says you have only 3 days is also talking about simonim. So since the Baag agrees with the first point, so maybe the second point too, but he knows with Mayim Beferish is Mechlola Itmar. You would have to extrapolate it. Uvichuvus. Maram al Shakar. Now we're talking about 3 days went by. Now the Gemara says if you're b'mayim, then the mayim like retain the tzura of the person, and you can be made even after 3 days. But that's only if you saw it right when they took it out of the water. But if you didn't see it right away when it took it out of the water, then you can't anymore. Ubechulas maram al shakar if it's more than 3 days. Ubechulas maram al shakar heavy ubechulas harambam zal. V'anu ha'edim chasumim mata ha'inu b'shuk ha'medina ha'niskeres b'sh'over aleinu k'sh'over aleinu goy maloch b'chlal ha'saporu b'misiach l'fitumo goy with misiach l'fitumo omar mi odi aleishus ruvein ha'yehudi shu'tova v'shlichu ha'yom li'abosh achar t'v'yoso. The yam spit him out and the sami says li ha'karoso, I recognized him. I buried him. Kisisim ba'ofar. Kisipa lano eidim chasumim matos ve'anochri haniskar ha'simonim ha'gluyim al'tmunas ha'niftar. The simoni parts of ponov. Niskaima etzleinu yediyaz gufo utmunosu v'tzuruso yoreinu adoneinu. Tshuva for hutras also isha isha saniftum b'maymer ze'anochri v'sich l'fitumo. Because of Allah maram al-shakar deina hetu b'shamedus ha'nochri. Even though Omar the Chazili out there, it was 3 days had gone by, and the water doesn't act as a preservative if they didn't see him right away when they drew him out of the water. Elam Mishum Sharamam Somach Al Simonim Uchokim Shehem Di Oraisa. But it was only through the guy. Oh, because the guy said Simonim. Simonim Ufokim. Simonim Ufokim that helped the Araisa also helped me after 3 days. So, that's what he's saying. Simonim Ufokim also helped me after 3 days. Marchash Evio, because of Allah, the Tmunas Kuvu, the Simonim, parts of Mashma, the Lavasim and Muvat Mairi, the Lavik my aura for goods. And you say Mechad the guy says he recognized the guy, but the guy is not telling you he saw it right away when they drew him out of the water. So that's a problem. So that's why there's a shayla. But if the guy, maybe we are being say Mechad the guy saying he recognized him. Sad the Shmaitza had was that maybe it's not talking about, we're talking about Simona Mufakim. And that helps after 3 days. So that's what the Marachash apparently says, no, maybe it's because of the guy saying he recognized him. No, the guy saying he recognized him, and that's why. And you know, he saw him right away when he got you out of the water. Well, the Fima Shekosavnu Simone Tmunas Vasira Parchim Machoitim. Upadachas b'tmunos of itziyuo be'orach v'kotzer havalei k'moy simen muvik, that a simen in chotmo and partzufo in those areas is automatically like a simen muvik. Havagav debuchol aguf lo mahani orach for goods, it's considered a simen kolush. Havu b'partzufo zehavi akoras b'nehem zeo anil and he is like the b'divir abinu tam v'tshuvi tshuvas maimini shekosavim shem b'had. And that's why it would be good after 3 days. So even if the guy didn't see him right away, so then it blinds, he saw him after 3 days, because for the water to help, you have to see him right away when he got thrown out of the water. But since we're going with simonim on the face, that has to do like a simon mover. Om the mangan ki kasavdus as the first in the very time, ach mi divri apoiskim kadmoye basroi nerish a chokan alza, usfir lay deloy mahani lo oilam simonim afilu bepartufo vachotmo. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam learns in the Mishnah. It's supposed to be a different chat in the Mishnah. Chem yedivir a Rambam in Sefer Hayad, because of Lehed Yedein Meiden al Tzeros u'tzmonoso, lo heker tviyasayim. Not even in the face. So you have to say, according to this, that the Mishnah means Eid Meiden al Parzapon of Achaitev, because most of it, like, this is what he said in the last parable. But most of the time, it's through that they'll have your tefillah sayim. And you can't do either day simonim b'kelim b'gufo, and who other you can't do either day simonim apart from ponim b'chaytim. That's what the Marachash learned. That it's not really a difference between ponim and gufo. It's a difference that in general ponim will be a tefillah sayim on the person. Yeah, I recognize him. And the guf will generally be either day simonim. Not only they see a sign. That's the mascot of the place. But this might have spent this whole parak telling us, I mean, the top of the bar. No, not like that. But that even in parts of one of our chayim, simonim help, and even simonim that wouldn't help on the goof, help on the parts of one of our chayim. For some reason, it transformed into a simon movement there. Maybe things are more distinctive there. Maybe people are more different there. So even like a normal assumption that wouldn't be a assumption on the roof, but on the face, the Hebrews were like made it to be a little different. Okay, let's stop here. It's good to go on the parrot tonight. Okay? Yeah.